My name is Kei Asada. I'm with postdoctoral fellow, the National Institute for Agri-Environmental Sciences, Japan. Today we are going to about the estimation of unsaturated hydraulic properties of peat soils from evaporation method and multi-step outflow method. Knowledge of water flow and soil transport in unsaturated peat soils are needed for effective management of wetlands and surrounding agricultural fields. However, traditional methods of investigating unsaturated hydraulic properties of soils require lots of time and effort, as you know, especially for organic peat soils. Such experiments for a long time change their soil physical and chemical properties. Inverse modeling has increasingly been used for estimating unsaturated soil hydraulic functions. Then, transient experiments such as multi-step outflow method and evaporation method were mostly frequently used. However, reports dealing with parameter inverse estimation methods based on their experiments for peat soils are scarce. Further, few studies have investigated differences between these two experiments. This figure shows Pareto solutions projected into the 2D plane with RMSE for evaporation method and RMSE for multi-step outflow method for the specific peat samples. Gray points are different parameter sets, but by multi-objective optimization, while the open triangle, this one represent parameter sets that provided the best solutions for each method. As can be seen from this figure, the best fitted parameter based on multi-step outflow method are not necessarily correspond to the based on evaporation method. This relationship changes easily because some soils may have a strong effect of the high flow ceramic plates of multi-step outflow method on water flow simulation. On the other hand, the other soils may change their volume significantly during evaporation method. Therefore, we needed to make appropriate choices for transient experiments depending on the type of soils. So, our objective of this presentation is to determine the water retention functions of peat soils using parameter optimization methods based on multi-step outflow method and evaporation method. Our study site is a Bibai peat bog. It's located in the northern part of Japan. Here. So it's at this site are categorized high moor peat soils. Groundwater level was about 45 to 50 centimeters below the surface, and 100 cubic centimeters undisturbed soil core samples were taken from two different farmlands at 10, 30, and 50 centimeter depths in June 2008. And one site has an upper 20 centimeter of mineral soil dressing. This is experimental flow. First of all, we measured saturated hydraulic conductivities by constant head method. And next, soil water retention characteristics were obtained by hanging water method. After multi-step outflow method, the same soil core samples were saturated again for the evaporation method. At the end of the experiment, the soil samples were oven dried to determine the final volumetric water content. And finally, data from two methods were analyzed to obtain soil hydraulic properties using Hydras 1D. For much step outflow method, the soil samples were placed in pressure cells on a high flow ceramic plates. We applied a sequence of air pressure from 30 to 500 centimeters. One tension meter was inserted 2.5 centimeters from the top of the soil cone, and bottom outflows were connected to the reservoir placed on a balance. Following desaturation of soil column, the evaporation experiment was performed with a small fan placed near the top of the column, and having completely sealed the lower end of the column. Water losses with time were measured by weighting the cores. Measurement of the matrix pressure heads were taken at the 2.5 centimeter below the top of the sample. And all data recorded automatically and processed using data logger and a PC. And data of the water retention characteristics were fitted with the Bang-Nieften model using RETC. Parameter estimation in this study was accomplished by minimizing the objective function in the inverse procedure. Either cumulative outflow and pressure head from multi-step outflow method, and cumulative surface flux and pressure head from evaporation method, as well as the final water content at the end of the both experiments, were used as an objective function. These parameters are optimized while theta S were fixed as an experimental value. This is the results. This table shows average soil physical properties for the peat soils tested. Site A was soil non-dressing, while site B was soil dressing on farmland. The bulk densities of surface soils in site B were higher than those in site A. On the other hand, the bulk densities of subsurface soils in both sites were very low, ranging from 0.1 and 0.2 grams per cubic centimeter. The highest water content in soil sampling was observed in 50 centimeter depths, and saturated hydraulic conductivities exhibited no significant differences between sites or soil depths because of large variations. And soil dressing by the mineral soil materials and continuous cultivations may have large influence to physical properties of surface soils. And this graph shows comparisons of the water retention curves for the peat soils. This solid line represents optimized functions obtained from multi-step outflow method, while dotted line represent those obtained from evaporation method. And these open dots represent experimental data obtained from water hanging method. For surface soil from 10 to 30 centimeter soil layer, the direct measurement water retention data would be largely in good agreement with the estimated one from multi-step outflow method and evaporation method. However, for subsurface soil, the measurement measured water retention data were in poor agreement with estimated ones from both transient methods. Especially the results obtained evaporation method underestimated water content at higher pressure head compared to multi-step outflow method. Table to summarize the RMSE between predicted and observed variables when water retention data includes in the objective functions. As soil depth increases, the relative large differences were found. These results may be caused by the differences in soil conditions at higher pressure head during two experiments. The volume of the organic soil sample was maintained in the pressure cell of the multi-step outflow method, while that in the evaporation method changes significantly by shrinkage as the soil samples dried. From this study, following conclusions have been drawn. For surface soils, two methods gave very similar results. However, for subsurface soils, the water retention characteristics estimated from both multi-step outflow method and evaporation method showed notable differences from retention data obtained from water hanging method. In future works, further studies, including use both method by multi-objective approaches, are needed to evaluate the influence of transient experiment on the inversion of transient flow process, depending on the type of soils. I'd like to acknowledge these universities. Thank you for very much.